Audie Braun. Well, the famed Prince of Denmark is in Toronto, woohoo, on now until September 1st. Canadian Stage presents Shakespeare's masterpiece, Hamlet, in High Park. Take a seat under the stars and under the trees and enjoy a tale about political intrigue and familial betrayal as our tormented prince grapples with existential questions of life, death, and revenge. Well, joining us this morning is four-time Dora nominee Kasim Khan, who stars as Hamlet. Welcome to Classical Mornings.
Woo-hoo! Good morning. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So, maybe call you Kasim?
Absolutely, please.
Well, Kasim, we understand something's rotten in the state of Denmark.
Something is rotten in the state, and at High Park this summer,
it turns out.
Oh, first off, is this your first Hamlet?
No, this is my second time doing Hamlet, and the last time I did it was in 2016 at High Park.
Okay.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Then my next question was going to be, have you done many outdoor plays? Is this perhaps your second outdoor experience?
This is my third outdoor experience. When I was in theater school, a bunch of friends got together and did a weird production of As You Like It, and we took a greyhound across the country.
Right.
Wow.
We did it outside of a saloon in Alberta, at a vineyard in BC. And in a gazebo at a park in Regina. And then in 2016, we did Hamlet at High Park at Blake Horatio. And so this is my third time being outside. Yeah.
Good Lord.
What are the pluses and the minuses? There are negatives and positives of doing it in such a huge outdoor space.
I mean, the pluses are that it's one of our biggest venues in Toronto for theater. It seats about, close to 1,000 people. And that's a pretty perfect sized theater space for a large story like Hamlet. The cons are, I'm saying to be or not to be and competing with helicopters and dogs barking and the dog
mosquitoes.
Park. Mosquitoes. The trademark of being an actor at High Park is that you come home smelling like off.
bet you do.
Exactly. And
I just bet you
yeah, yeah,
do.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what are some, I would like to also know what some of the challenges are for you performing Hamlet, just in general performing him.
In general performing Hamlet is all of the artistic baggage that comes along with a play like Hamlet. So there's thousands of productions of this play, thousands of interpretations. So the artistic urge to put my own trademark on it mixed with the expectations audiences and other theater people have of the play, that's something that's been challenging. But otherwise, to me, I'm approaching it the same way I've approached every other play. So looking at a character, trying to figure out what is driving him and what his relationships are and what the story is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty exhausting. The play is exhausting for the actors as it is for the audience, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and with Hamlet, once it starts, it's like a freight train that goes on. It starts in crisis. Within the first 2 minutes, there's a sighting of a ghost. And then within 2 hours, he's murdered a bunch of people and has asked himself lots of questions.
It says here it's appropriate for adults and kids. No,
why not, eh? You must welcome kids. I mean, they got to start somewhere.
They have to start somewhere. And, our audiences so far have been pretty, pretty diverse. So there's been families with newborn babies there. And they'll take crying breaks away when there's a lot of yelling on stage. But otherwise, I mean, there is violence in the play, obviously. It's a Shakespeare play, but it's not all that gory. It happens pretty quickly, and it's not the centerpiece of the production. The centerpiece is this beautiful language from Shakespeare.
Mm.
And for this production, I know that every time you do a production of Hamlet, or anything for that matter, you learn new things about yourself and what you want to say in the piece. What have you learned this time?
What I've connected with Hamlet this time around is, and it's because I'm playing Hamlet this time, the story and our adaptation is built for this. Hamlet's a guy who's caught in grief and is trying to grieve the loss of his father, and he's looking at the world around him, and everyone has moved on, and the formal grief period has ended, but he still has these feelings, and his feelings are confirmed by the sighting of this ghost. And so that's a emotional level to this character that I haven't really thought about before. Usually Hamlet gets sort of classified as a quote-unquote crazy Shakespeare character who's philosophical, but what he's asking himself are legitimate questions about where emotions meet the political and social structure of wherever one might live.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an element to this.
And also being a prince, that must impact the way you communicate with others around you.
Yes, absolutely. It does. So there's, a feature that we've learned in this production is that when Hamlet starts distrusting people, he takes away their name. So he stops referring to them by name. He'll refer to them by their formal title, or he'll be snarky with their title. So people become, you know, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern very quickly become Lord and Sir. And that's something he can do because of his status as a prince. Mm. He can play around with people's titles, and he can play around with the structure a little bit.
So we talked early on about the possible negatives of extraneous noise and mosquitoes and so forth. However, conversely, how much of like the occasional bird sound or rustling or coyote howl or whatever might inform and might actually make you do something different in the moment?
You know what? It happens, and there's not enough time to think about it when it's happening. But I remember on one of our first previews, I was making my first entrance, and there was a leaf by the entrance on the ground, and it was moving. And it was quite a big leaf, like it was the size of my hand, and it was moving on its own. And then I was like, what creature is moving that leaf?
Oh.
And then I was like, I got to get on stage right now. I can't think about this too much.
No, you really can't.
No, you really can't. Yeah, but no, it's spectacular. You know, birds sometimes are playing with us at the right moment.
Wind
plays with us at the right moment. Mm-hmm. So there's a level of nature that happens in this production.
Lovely.
That we've harnessed in a way. Our design is also built around the location of the theater in the park. So it really feels like an earthy take on Hamlet.
Fantastic.
And live theater, of course, every night. Well, as it does, even if it's not indoors, it still is going to impact your performance.
Absolutely.
And your audience. I imagine you play off your audience as well.
Absolutely.
So get their energy.
I'm connecting directly with audience members.
Okay.
And, you know, depending on the size of our audience, sometimes they're a couple of inches away from my face as we're talking. So when I'm holding a skull and talking about Yorick, I'm less than a foot away from someone in the first row, and inevitably we're connecting together.
Daunting for both. Right?
Very daunting for both.
Okay,
yes.
So now big question that might be the white elephant in the room, but perhaps not necessarily. What happens when you forget your lines? Oops.
No.
He's stumped.
He forgot his line. What happens when we forget our line? We take our best attempt at moving on very quickly. If it happens to me, then I go home and spend the next several hours berating myself for why I forgot that line, what happened. But luckily, it's not happening knock on wood, it's not happening all that often.
That's wonderful. Good for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Kasim, I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
It's so
exciting what you're doing.
Indeed.
And surely it must be a great honor to perform the role.
It is incredible. It's a dream come true. And to get to do it in Toronto at home is really spectacular. And this is such an incredible group of artists that have come together to get the show up. So
pray for good weather, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
And it all speaks well for you that you have been awarded the title role. So congratulations.
Thank you.
The Cannes Stage is celebrating, that's again, the 41 years of Dream in the Park. And it's Hamlet is taking place. It's directed by Jessica Carmichael. And Kasim Khan is playing the title role of Hamlet. It takes place on stage, under the stars, and on now until September 1st in the glorious High Park Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, go to canadianstage.com. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Kasim.
Thank you for having me.